Shalom, shalom, saints. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus from Tongaren, Kenya. In the mighty name of Jesus. My name is Pastor Martin Wanjala. I want to appreciate the organizer of the daily team program, Pastor Andrew Piri, and his team for the good work that we are doing to encourage the body of Jesus. I want also to appreciate my fellow ministers who have been laboring in this daily devotional team to strengthen our inner man. Thank you so much. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you and your ministry more and more abundantly. Our sharing is coming today from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 21, verse 22. These four were born to the giant in Gathi, and failed by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. We shall also read from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistines. So our sharing today is about the four giants. We see here in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40, the man by the name of David. David was born from the tribe of Judah, and David was a son of Jesse, and the name Jesse means strong. So the background of David, he was born from a strong family. And in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty. And also the Bible tells us that let the weak say, we are strong. So we are born from a strong background, from a strong foundation, which was laid by the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is the Lord Jesus. So you are the judge of Jesus is not a weak judge. It is a very strong judge laid on a very strong foundation and upheld by a strong and mighty hand. And that hand is the hand of power and the hand of revelation. So King Saul was born from the tribe of Benjamin, which was not a war tribe. But David was born from the tribe of Judah, which was a war tribe. We are born from a war tribe, which is called a Christ. Christ was a man of war. That is why when he came on the scene, diseases were running away. Epilepsy was running away from him. Even deaf and the dumb spirits were living people. And we see that when the Lord was here on this earth, he laid a very strong background for his church. And we are his church here on earth today with a strong foundation. I want to encourage you, my brother, my sister, you are not a weak person. You are a very strong person, built on the rock. And the rock is the Lord Jesus. And when Peter came to the Lord Jesus, he was just an ordinary fisherman. And Jesus told Peter, I will make you fishers of men. So you will no longer continue with your trade of fishing, but you will now fish the souls of men. So the background of Peter was changed to a strong background. And Peter became a disciple who was a very strong man. Holding on the sword, which was the word of God. Let us come back to David. When David came on the scene, he saw that the people of Israelites were being terrorized by this giant called Goliath. So in general, there were 5 giants in the land of Philistines. Goliath was the first one. And we have other four remaining giants, which is found in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 21, verse 22. So God gave David a revelation on how to finish these giants. And David laid a background or a foundation to other brothers and sisters who will come on later on how to fight this spiritual warfare. And David was our example, who was representing Jesus. Jesus came to be our example, the firstborn, the first fruit. And he laid a very strong foundation and he taught us on how to deal with these spirits, which is disturbing people and disturbing the church. And when David was given a revelation, God gave him revelation on how to deal with these giants. And the revelation was the five stones. Because there were five giants in the land of Philistines, so God gave David the revelation of the five stones to combat the five giants. And the five stones were representing the fivefold ministry. The first stone was the apostle. The second stone was the prophet. The third stone was the evangelist. The fourth one was the pastor and then the teacher. And the five stones were inside the water, and the water was not stagnant. It was a flowing river, the river of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is still flowing, bringing information, revelation. And the Church of Jesus Christ is still accessing the flowing river. Yeah, since the day of Pentecost, the river is still flowing, giving us revelation, power, understanding, peace and love. In order for you to overcome, you need to stay in this river. These stones were privileged people in this generation. They were found in a good place. And that place was a very quiet place. And the river was giving these stones their ability and washing them, molding them, transforming them. And the Bible tells us that the stones were smooth, they were not rough. When you receive the Holy Spirit, your soul will become smooth. It will not, your soul will not become rough, or your life will not become rough. So every roughness was washed by the flow of this river. And this river was flowing in one direction, showing that the Church of Jesus will go in one direction. No matter we are coming from different background nationalities, but we are heading to one direction. That is the direction of the coming of the Lord Jesus. This river had pure water, and there was no dangerous animal or creature in this river. Inside the Holy Spirit, there is no dangerous creatures. What is found there is only purity and the holiness of the Lord. And this river was descending from the throne of God. That is why the stones were very happy to be found in a very good place. We are also happy to be found in a good place, and that good place is the name of Jesus. So these stones were waiting for David to come and pick them. And David represented Jesus Christ. And remember, the stones were five, they were not six. And remember also that the giants were five. So the first giant was Goliath. So the first ministry to be used in the early church mightily, it was apostolic ministry. That is the first stone that David picked from his letter back, and he put it on the slingshot. That is why the Bible says that the Church of Jesus Christ is laid upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. So to finish giants in the land, we need apostolic ministry. That is a ministry that will lay a sure foundation for believers to stand in order to overcome every doctrinal differences and every challenges and craftiness of men. We need apostolic foundation. So the other four stones supported the other stone in order for that stone to excel. So the other stones were put in the shepherd bag, and the shepherd bag was near the heart of David, which he was showing that the fivefold ministry is near the heart of Jesus. And remember, the heart of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And when you are near the heart of Jesus, you will know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus told his disciples that it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. So these stones were picked by the hand of David. They were in connection with the hand. And the hand of David had five fingers showing grace. We are here because of grace. We are ministering because of grace. We are supporting one another because of grace. So grace lifted you from where you are. These stones were not lifted by their own power. They were not lifted by any other person. They were lifted by the man by the name of David. And David was coming from a strong background. So we were lifted by the name of Jesus. We were lifted on high by Jesus Christ. He's the one who lifted you. He's the one who is lifting you. He's the one who is lifting the ministry. You cannot lift your own ministry. Jesus is the one who will lift you and give you favor and connect you to other people. So these stones were seeing eye to eye. They were not fighting inside that shepherd bag. They were supporting one another. They were encouraging one another. And their agenda was to finish the man, the enemy, one enemy which was called Goliath. The stones were picked by one hand. We only have one hand which is controlling the church, and that is the hand of Jesus. And that hand is the same hand which wrote on the wall during the time of Daniel. The hand came down and wrote in unknown tongues. It was the same hand which wrote down when Jesus was questioned by those Pharisees concerning that woman who was caught in adultery. And then Jesus stooped down and started writing down. It was the same hand writing on the ground. It is the same hand which is now guiding the church and leading the church to perfection. So when David was given the revelation, he took that stone and put it in the slingshot, on the slingshot. And the slingshot had two strings, which was showing the Old and the New Testament. So the church must be guided by the full Bible, the revelation of the word. And when the stone was put in action, it was showing when the people who are grounded on the word of God will be put on action, they will produce the great result. And the stone went straight and hit the skull of Goliath, fulfilling the prophetic scripture in the book of Genesis chapter 3. Jesus, or God, was telling Adam and Eve that the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent, which is the skull. It was also fulfilled on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, he died at a place called the skull, or Golgotha. That is where David was aiming, and David was not aiming to hit Goliath in the stomach or on the back or in the legs. He was aiming at the skull. And today, we need also to aim at the skull of the enemy. That is the head. And you know that the head of the kingdom of Satan is Satan himself. So the Lord is very concerned and is directing these stones in order to use them mightily. So David destroyed the first giant by the name of Goliath by hitting him in the skull, and the stone went inside his skull and remained there, which was showing that heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will remain. We are a privileged people who are working together or co-workers with Christ Jesus, just in the same way as the people who killed the other four giants were co-workers with King David. Thank you so much. It was just a foundation. God bless you as you prepare to hear tomorrow this series as the Lord will lead. Thank you for your prayers and support. Be blessed as we wait on. Thank you. Shalom.